Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
All right, Sam Cosmi was Washington's second-round pick. I had an interview, did it last night, because they're obviously getting ready for their mandatory minicamp day today, and they can't do early morning interviews. So I recorded it late yesterday. This is how it went with Washington's second-round selection, tackle Sam Cosmi.
It's my pleasure to welcome in Sam Cosmi, Washington's second-round pick out of Texas, onto the show. Kind enough to take some time to join us. First of all, Sam, welcome to town. I know you know some people in town, but D.C. during the summer is usually not very pleasant, but especially this summer with the cicadas. What do you think so far of our city?
It's a beautiful city. Of being around here and being able to go around D.C. and just check out the monuments and everything is amazing. And it's kind of cool just being able to just experience all that for the first time. And then, yeah, the cicadas are something else right now. It's crazy out here.
You didn't have them. It's not happening down in Texas, is it, with the cicadas?
Oh, no. We don't have anything like that, just mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, you get some big ones down there. All right, so last week, you know, OTA days, and you're out there for all of them. And Brandon Scherff, you know, the first, by the way, all-pro player in like 25 years here in Washington. He was an all-pro guard last year. Said last week when talking about you, he said, when he saw you, he said, holy, you know, blank, where'd you come from? Did you read that quote, and what did he mean by it?
So I saw the video, and basically we were just doing some deadlifts in the weight room, and he had like 7 plates on each side or something like that, and I just hopped right in with him. And, yeah, he was not expecting that.
He wasn't expecting the strength from you.
Yeah.
He's a pretty strong dude himself.
Oh, very strong dude. Very, very strong, talented guy, quick guy, explosive guy.
You know, I was thinking, and it's one of the questions I always ask, you know, newcomers, rookie players. You're just beginning right now your pro journey. You had the 6 OTA days, and you've had 1 mini camp day so far. What stands out when you're talking to friends and family members? What are you telling them about your first experience in the NFL?
Things that I've just taken out of this is just like, you got to bring it every play. There's no drop-off in talent around here. So the guy that lines up across from you is just going to be as good as the next guy. So you really got to bring it every single play. And it really does matter to the small details of the game. And with the game, it's a little bit more complex, a lot more complex than college. Those are the kind of things I just tell people. Things that I've observed and seen in my short time being in these OTAs.
Who'd you have a chance to go up against defensively in the first day of minicamp?
I went against some of the Rook, Shaka, Bradley King, trying to think,
So not
some of those guys.
So not Chase Young or Montez Sweat yet.
Not yet. Not yet. Saving for another day. But I'm excited to get that opportunity to go against those guys. I'm sure once training camp comes around that I'll be going plenty against them. So
we're talking to Sam Cosmi, Washington's second-round pick out of Texas. So, you know, like where you're from, people are football-obsessed around here, and it's a year-round thing when it comes to this particular team. And so, you know, we debate and we discuss, you know, all positions and, you know, where we see you as fans, et cetera. And I'm curious, position-wise, you know, right tackle, left tackle, maybe something else, where do you see yourself?
I mean, right now I'm competing for both tackle positions. Prefer right now kind of a little bit more right, but if anything, just in that aspect, just both tackle positions. So, and so that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Do you think that they see you more as a potential right tackle right away, and maybe a left down the road, or just give me a sense of where you think they see you right now?
I mean, potentially, I don't quite know exactly. I'm just coming every day and coming to work, basically, and wherever they tell me to play, I'll play. As of right now, they're playing with me a little bit more right, and I don't know what their long-term plans are right now.
Describe the kind of player you are. What do you do well? Why do you think you were one of the top 10 tackles picked in this draft?
I mean, one of the things that I feel like when it comes to my dedication to the game and my love for the game, so I'm busting my tail and the motivation behind that. Like, I want to be one of the best tackles in the league. So that aspect, and then my speed and my strength, my athletic ability. Once, you know, I get more experience under my belt being in the league and being able to learn more technique and taking those reps, you know, I'll just fine-tune everything and really bring that together. But I think that combination of speed and strength, athleticism is really a great factor for me.
You know, you, I didn't see this a lot, although I remember the game, but I don't remember the play. But I did read about when you played West Virginia this past year that Sam Ehlinger, the Texas quarterback, threw you a touchdown pass on a tackle-eligible play. You caught it, and then I think you ran like 20 yards for a score. So that sort of speaks to the athleticism and what Coach Herman and that staff saw in you. Do you think that the current coaching staff understands that you're more than just a tackle, that maybe they can use your athleticism in other ways?
Yeah, I mean, you never know if they can put me on the goal line and eligible tackle in those jumbo formations. Maybe I can go out there and show my speed and my athleticism to catch one of those touchdowns. So we'll save that for later down the line and see where everything kind of goes into play. So, but Coach always knows that that's in the package.
Well, what was the play last year against West Virginia?
It was a full slide protection. It was called 300 Moses. Moses from my O-line coach from high school. We named it after him. And basically, I just slide out to the DN, take my time, lose slowly, get behind the quarterback, dumps it to me, and then it was a hash number sideline, ball in my left hand, and just do that and see where it took me. I just think in my head, just make sure I catch the ball, because if I don't catch the ball, it's a fumble, and it could really go back quick.
But it didn't. It ended well for you. By the way, you guys had an interesting team, I thought. I mean, Sam was quite the running quarterback, and, you know, there was a lot of hope, and you were basically part of the Coach Herman era that ended, you know, much sooner than anybody thought. You guys were close, I thought, at times over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think coming over, you know, being a Texas, one thing we always expected was, you know, we're going to get everybody's best. Everybody's going to play like it's their Super Bowl game versus us. And so, you know, everybody, when it came to us on their schedule, had us highlighted. And so, you know, it was every year is an uphill battle. And so, you know, that's kind of what we faced throughout the year. And, you know, I really believe it's one play really changes the game. And that was some of the factors in some of the games that were really close that we played in. So,
talking to Sam Cosmi, Washington second-round pick out of Texas, as mandatory minicamp is underway. You're a Texas guy. You played big-time high school football in Texas. You played, as we've discussed, at UT in Austin, Hook'em. Did you grow up a Cowboys fan?
No, I actually, I lived in Houston, so I kind of rooted for all the Houston teams. So I was kind of a Texans fan, just rooted for them because I was a Houston guy. So never a Cowboys fan.
Well, that's good news. You probably know you are now playing for the Cowboys, arch rivals of what seems like centuries. Sam, thanks so much. Best of luck. And hopefully we'll talk down the road as we get closer to training camp.
For sure. Thank you for having me.
That was Sam Cosmi, Washington's second-round pick, in the mix to start at right tackle, I believe, this year, sort of battling Cornelius Lucas for that, and that'll be one of the training camp stories for sure. When we come back, just how good was Washington's defense a year ago, and what do we think it will be in 2021? That's next, right after these words from a few of our sponsors. You're listening to the Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, Team980.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Also on the Odyssey app.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
So I think the thing that everybody feels confident in is that Washington's football team has a really good defense, and that it was a good defense last year. Now, I think that there are differing opinions of what it was last year. Statistically, by many, many measures, it was an elite defense last year. It was a top three to top five defense in the NFL last year. I don't believe personally that it was using more than just numbers, but I'll get to that here momentarily. But I do expect it to improve again heading into 2021. Look, they've made additions. They made a huge addition in a cornerback that is big, long, fast, and can play press coverage and may fit this scheme perfectly in William Jackson III. Adding him to this defense to replace essentially Ronald Darby, who I thought had a pretty good year last year, I think on paper is an upgrade. I'm one of those few people that thinks getting Landon Collins back into the mix is an upgrade. I don't think he was as awful as everybody thinks he was last year before getting injured. He didn't play well, I'm not saying that, but I didn't think he was an utter disaster as maybe, you know, Pro Football Focus and others graded him out to be. We don't know much about Jamin Davis at this point. We do know that the front four and the depth along that front four is young, nasty, and getting better. And the best days should be ahead. In fact, we should be getting into the prime years of like John Allen and Matt Ioannidis' careers, and we should be beginning to approach the years where you really have it figured out for Daron Payne and Montez Sweat. And Chase Young, we know that, you know, pound for pound, this is the best football player on the team and maybe one of the 5 or 10 best players in the league in terms of upside potential. And we have a lot of hopes for him as well. Now, I want to start by just talking about last year's defense. And I will do that right after I tell you that it is time for this hour's cash code. As mentioned, 20 minutes after every hour, all day long on the show, we're going to have a cash code at 20 minutes after the hour. This hour's code word is CAKE. Text CAKE to 72881 before 9 a.m. for your chance to win $1,000 in the national contest. Message and data rates may apply. That's CAKE to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in the national contest. 20 minutes after each hour throughout the day. So last year's defense overall, before we get to some context for this, traditional numbers says it was a very good defense. It was second in the way traditional statistics are used to measure defense, second in total yards allowed behind the Rams. Okay, that is a true traditional stat that really, to me, is somewhat misleading, yards allowed, average yards allowed per game. But they were second in that number. They were second in pass defense. They were 14th in rush defense in traditional numbers. They were 4th in points per game. Obviously, that's a team number. They were 9th in takeaways, which is pretty good for them in recent years. And I think a very relevant traditional number, they were 6th on third down. They were 6th best in the league in third down defense. Those are really good numbers. And that indicates, by the way, a massive improvement from the year before. Now, in more advanced numbers, DVOA numbers, and a lot of you, when we talk DVOA, ask, well, can you give me a short explanation of what that means? Look, it's just a further evaluation of an offense and a defense and a special teams unit and then a team overall, because it evaluates not just teams, it evaluates players, and it basically evaluates every single play during the NFL season and gives context to every single play. You know, down in distance, score, time, etc. So it also adjusts for the quality of the opponent. So DVOA gives you a lot more than just, oh, they allowed the second fewest yards in the league. That means they were the number two defense in the league. And Washington in DVOA defense, third last year, finished third in the league. They were tied for second in the league for average yards per offensive play. Okay, they had the second fewest yards per offensive play allowed in the league. That's exceptional. And that's a big number. That's an important number. Yards per play. Now, the context for this was the schedule that they faced last year. The offensive teams in particular that they faced. Furthermore, the quarterbacks they faced last year. You know, even in the games in which they won and the team won and they were dominant defensively, they faced only 2 starting quarterbacks. One of them was Carson Wentz, who would later be benched. And the other was Ben Roethlisberger, who we didn't know it at the time because they were 11-0, but was on the verge of really falling off a cliff, as was the entire team. You know, Ben Roethlisberger, by far and away, was the best defensive performance against a legitimate starting upper-tier or perceived upper-tier quarterback, but they caught him at the right time. After throwing for 305 and an interception and really shutting them out in the second half of that 23-17 Monday afternoon game in early December, he was pedestrian the rest of the way and then was horrible if you recall, in the playoff loss to Cleveland, where he threw four interceptions in a half, even though he threw for 500 yards. I was looking at Roethlisberger's game against Cleveland. Remember, that was the game that started off 28-0 in the first quarter. The game was over before it started. Cleveland blew him out. Roethlisberger threw 68 times. He was 47 of 68 for 501 yards, four touchdowns, four interceptions in the game. But they caught Roethlisberger basically on the way down. Bottom line, that's what happened. So they beat two starting quarterbacks last year, the defense among the seven wins, and seven dominant defensive performances where they really influenced their yearly numbers with these seven dominant performances against Carson Wentz, Ben Roethlisberger, but then Andy Dalton, Ben DiNucci, Ryan Finley following Joe Burrow's injury, Andy Dalton again, Nick Mullins, and then Jalen Hurts, and as we know, in the final that they won 20-14, our good friend Nate Sudfeld, who came in to the game late. Again, I'm not one of those that say, had Philadelphia decided to tank the game, that they would have won the game. Decided not to tank the game, that they would have won the game. I still think Washington's chances of winning that game were pretty good, even if Philly decided not to tank the game. But they did. And that's just a fact. They decided that they did not want to win the game, and they took Jalen Hurts out, and they put Nate Sudfeld in, and he promptly gave them zero chance of winning what was a tight game, a one-score game. Even in the games in which they faced decent quarterbacks, they had a couple of decent moments, but for the most part, Kyler Murray had a big game against him, Baker Mayfield had a big game against him, Lamar Jackson had a big half against them. These were in games that also the offense contributed to getting behind, etc. Jared Goff, in particular, had one of his better games of the year against Washington's defense. If you recall that Ram game, forget about what Alex Smith did in the second half, one of the more atrocious quarterback performances in the history of the NFL. I don't know that anybody's ever had a worse half as a starting quarterback of football than Alex Smith did against the Rams in that 30-10 loss. But one of the reasons they were down was they could not get the Rams off the field in that game. Jared Goff was outstanding in that game, threw for over 300 yards, threw for two touchdowns. They couldn't figure out where the bootleg action was coming and where Cam Akers was running. Cam Akers rushed for 7 yards a carry in that game. The teams in which they faced not even great quarterbacks, they tended to struggle. Look, in the two losses to the Giants, Daniel Jones wasn't like a massive factor as a passer in their first win, but he was as a runner in that first game. If you recall, in that first game against the Giants, in that 20-19 loss when they went for two, remember, they go for two on the road, they don't at home. He had 74 yards rushing, even though he only had 112 yards passing. In the second game, he was pretty damn good. He was 23 of 33 for 212 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions in that game for Daniel Jones. So they, if you consider the context being the competition, I just don't think it was the best defense in the NFL last year. I thought that there were several defenses that were better overall team defenses than Washington last year. I'll start with the team that I thought was outstanding defensively start to finish last year, and that were the LA Rams. I thought the Saints were outstanding defensively last year and better than Washington. I thought Tampa, healthy, was a better defense than Washington last year. I thought Pittsburgh was a better defense than Washington was last year. I thought, at times, Indianapolis and even Miami were as good, if not better. Chicago was pretty good against some pretty good competition. Baltimore was. I think Washington was a good defense last year. Not elite. Not great. Good. I don't care what the numbers say. I watched it with my own eyes. I know where they built up a lot of those numbers. They did it against bad offensive teams with backup quarterbacks primarily. I'm not minimizing the improvement they made It was a big jump, and it would have been my biggest disappointment last year had defensively they not improved significantly from where they were in 2019, which was a disaster. That was a given, right, last year, that they were going to be much improved. And they were. And the reasons for it were the addition of Chase Young and a much better coaching staff defensively. Rivera, Del Rio, that staff defensively knows what it's doing. And I will tell you, there were some issues early on with some of the position coaches. Sam Mills in particular is the D-line coach. Not everybody was totally bought in to the way they were being coached, the techniques they were asked to employ. But they figured it out, and it was a good defensive year for this team. So where is it going in 2021? It should be better. It should be a better defense because it's a more experienced defense and they've added pieces to it. It's year two with a full offseason. It should theoretically be a better defense. Of course, the big difference is the teams that they will face this year and the quarterbacks they will face. We don't know what they will look like by the time we get there. But if we assume that every starting quarterback on their schedule plays, they're going to face Justin Herbert. They're going to face Josh Allen. They're going to face Matt Ryan, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers in either Green Bay or Denver, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, and Dak Prescott twice, if you believe in Dak Prescott is sort of a top 10-ish, top 12-ish kind of quarterback. No team in recent memory has faced that juggernaut of quarterbacking on their schedule going into a season. Again, we have no idea how it will play out. It's very possible that Justin Herbert gets hurt in the preseason and Tom Brady ends up falling off a cliff at 44 years old and Aaron Rodgers ends up in Denver and, you know, it takes a while for him to get it going in his first year and Patrick Mahomes is hurt and Matt Ryan doesn't have an offensive line and Josh Allen had a great last year but falls off. We don't know. But on paper, they have a daunting task. This is what Ron Rivera said yesterday when he was asked specifically about the schedule upcoming and the tough quarterbacks he will face. Brendan, do we have that?
The big thing is you do the things that you think you need to do. It doesn't matter who you're playing because everybody you're playing has good players at every position and they wouldn't be in the NFL. I know there are some guys that are better. I will say that when I was in Carolina, one of the things that we did, we went out and we drafted particular players for particular positions because of what our division's like. You have to have big physical corners if you know when we were in the NFC East. NFC South, because of the receiving corps we had. I mean, you know, there was a corner that I had that played against Julio, that played against Mike Evans. Played against Michael Thomas. I mean, and he had to be a big physical guy. And last year he was a free agent and he signed a very good contract because people in this league know that's the type of corner he is. And that's what we drafted there. So when we went into the draft, we knew that to be competitive, we had to have speed. We had to have speed in the secondary because the receivers in our division can run. We had to be stout up front on the offensive line because there's some good pass rushers. There's some good physical run defenders. Those are some of the things that we did consciously, knowing that we had to draft these types of guys. So I don't know if you necessarily draft because what your schedule says, but I think you draft based on your division. Because if you want to go to the playoffs, you got to win your division. I believe that first and foremost. I think if you don't give yourself a chance to win your division, you don't get into the playoffs. And all you got to do is get in.
By the way, that answer went a little bit further and sort of went off the rails a little bit from where it started, which is fine. I've said before, these days in the summer, I think you learn more listening to coaches speak and players speak than you do watching a training camp practice. That last part of it, I think, is very interesting because in a 17-game schedule, 11 games are against non-division opponents. Six are against division opponents. I actually would not be a believer in drafting or acquiring players to match up to the teams in your division. I even though you're playing those teams twice, it makes up essentially, you know, just you know, nearly like a third of your, just a little bit more than a third of your schedule. The rest of it is significant, more significant. You know, if you go 0-6 in your division, but you can go 10-1 in the other games, you're going to go to the playoffs too. But that's beside the point. I think, you know, it is interesting, you know, what they thought about in the NFC South. And I think, by the way, the addition of like Jackson and the focus on a bigger corner and longer corners in particular is a bit of a reaction to the divisional receivers, especially in Dallas. Here's what I want to ask at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, all right, on our BetQL listener lines. First of all, I want you to tell me what you thought the defense was last year. I want to get this straightened out once and for all. What did you really think the defense was last year? I thought it was a good defense. I thought it was massively improved. That's a given, and that's not debatable. I think it was a good defense. What are your expectations for this year? And you can describe it any way you want. You can describe it with words. You can describe it quantitatively if you want. I expect the defense to be improved, but I think it will be challenged a lot more. And I'm very interested to watch that develop over the course of the year, because I still am a believer, and in part it's because of what I grew up with. I'm still a believer in great defense ultimately trumps great offense. Even though we have examples of not great defenses in recent years doing really well. I think the quarterback's the most important position, don't get me wrong. But overall, if Washington's a great defense, I think they'll stand up. And they'll stand up favorably to some of the quarterbacks they will face. Tell me in a few words what you think the defense was last year and what your expectations are for it this year. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'll answer also whether or not I think the expectations are fair, because I think most people's expectations are for dominance next year. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, Team980.com. We are also on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here's what's trending on the T980.
Nats dropped their third straight game. This one, the first of two in Tampa. 3-1 the final. Tyler Glasnow pitched seven innings, struck out 11 for the Rays. Another one tonight. Tampa's minus 155 is a favorite against Patrick Corbin. McClanahan for the Rays. NBA playoffs last night, the 76ers evened up their series with the Hawks with a 118-102 Game 2 win. Joel Embiid had 40 after scoring 39 in Game 1. Meantime, Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinal series between Utah and Los Angeles goes to the Jazz. They beat the Clippers 112-109. Marcus Morris had a three-pointer to tie it, blocked by Rudy Gobert at the buzzer. Donovan Mitchell, 45 for the Jazz. Kawhi Leonard led the Clippers with 23. Meantime, Nikola Jokic awarded the MVP last night of the league. He becomes the first ever player from the second round, drafted in the second round, to win an MVP, and the first true center to win the award since Shaquille O'Neal did it back in 2000. NHL playoffs last night. Tampa Bay dispatched Carolina 2-0 to win that series 4-1. They advance to the final four. They'll face the winner of the Islanders and Bruins. They play game 6 tonight on the island with Barry Trotz's team up 3-2 in that series. Meantime, Vegas beat Colorado 3-2 in overtime to take a 3-2 series lead in that one. According to Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports, the College Football Playoff Committee is going to discuss in mid-July an expansion to 12 teams, not immediately, but a few years from now. It's at 4 and has been at 4. They are going to discuss not an expansion to 8, but an expansion to 12 teams. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Describe what Washington's defense was last year in a few words. For me, good defense, massively improved from the year before. That's a given. And then tell me what you think the expectations are and should be for this year. I think an improved defense even from last year. I think it could be a better defense, and I hope it's a better defense in year two with Jack Del Rio, Ron Rivera's system, adding William Jackson, adding a rookie first rounder in Jamin Davis, all of these guys in year two of the system, Chase Young in his second year, and this should be a monster year for him. I think it could be a better defense and could be a great defense this year. A legitimate, not statistically, but in sort of taking everything into context, to me, a legitimate top five defense. Not the best. There are teams that I think will have better defenses this year. I think Denver and LA and Tampa, all on paper, have better defenses. I think Baltimore has a potential better defense. I think Miami and New England have very good defenses. But I think Washington, it's not unreasonable to expect a top five qualitative defense. Brendan, what do you say before we get to the phone lines?
So I'm with you in that they were a very good defense last year, but I also think they were a lucky defense because, like you went through last segment, they got to face just not a murderer's row of quarterbacks at all. They were facing backups. Teams were taking out their starters halfway through the game. In that sense, they were lucky in the schedule in who they got to face. This year, I mean, that's not going to be the case. They are going to be playing, we've gone through this, multiple top five quarterbacks. They're going to be playing, I think we went through a couple of weeks ago, 7 of our top 10 quarterbacks in the league. The schedule is going to be harder. Now, they're probably going to be better, but it might not look that way statistically because of who they're playing. It's a tough schedule. It's a tough quarterback schedule, a brutal quarterback schedule. So they could be better, but not necessarily look better.
Let me just be specific about two additional things before we get to the phone lines. Number one, it's got to improve against the run this year. You know, the bad teams didn't run the ball against Washington, okay, with the backup quarterbacks where they could crowd the line of scrimmage and, you know, Ben DiNudo and Nick Mullins and Andy Dalton and Ryan Finley weren't going to hurt them. Detroit ran the ball down their throat. Los Angeles ran the ball down their throat. Cleveland ran the ball down their throat. Baltimore did for a half anyway. I thought they stiffened up in the second half. Arizona ran it right down their throat. Kenyon Drake had one of the best games he had all year. Kyler Murray rushed for like 70 yards in that game. They have to be a better run-stopping team, or they will be a good defense again, not a great defense. That's number one. Number two is, I think what will help them more this year is complementary football. I think they've got a chance to be better offensively. And when you're better offensively, you're keeping a defense fresher. You're not putting them out onto the field as much. You're not giving them bad field position, et cetera. I think offensively, the offense could help this defense a lot. But I think it was good last year. And I think it can be great, which would be top five-ish this year, even though statistically it may not be as good numbers-wise as it was last year. Let's start with Chin. Chin in Potomac. Chin, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Hey, so Kevin, you might not like this, but I think they were actually average at best. And here's why. Another point that I think you might have forgotten is that we fell behind so quickly every game that in the second half, a lot of offenses took the gas off. And so they went conservative. And if you see the stats, this defense built up their numbers in the second half in most games because
the other team was already up
73.
That's not really true.
Oh, it's definitely true.
Well, first of all, they won seven games, and
they
had like four losses by one score or less.
Yeah, but look at how much more they gave up in the first half compared to the second half. But we all know that one of the stats that they had last year was being the best second half defense, and that was, I think, mostly because they were down so much that the other team just kind of took their foot off the gas.
I think you could point to the Baltimore and LA games as examples of that. But other than that,
even Carolina. And you can look up the stats, but like I said, I mean, were much better in the second
They were down
half,
a lot to Carolina. You're right. I forget what it was, but it was like, I want to say it was 17-3 at halftime. You're right. They had the special teams turnover.
Exactly. The other thing, too, is that not only were they going up against backup quarterbacks, but their offensive lines that they went up against were backups and backups. I mean, Cowboys had their 10th or 11th man on the line, and the Eagles did as
Philly
well.
Too.
Look at two of the games. The only reason they beat Pittsburgh was because Pittsburgh had like seven drops, with one guy dropping four or
had
five.
A bunch of drops.
And the only reason
100%
they ever
right.
And the only reason they got off the field against Tampa was because of Godwin dropping the ball.
Godwin had six drops in that game. Another good point. Excellent point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Excellent call. I would debate you, and I want to get to a few other calls. I would debate that the yards that they got into lockdown mode in the second half because teams took their foot off the pedal. I think you can point to a couple of examples of that, but most of the season they won seven games and they lost a lot of games that were closely contested in the second half. Let's go to Rick. Rick, go ahead.
Kevin, I agree with you that the defense was good last year. Number one on my list was they have to improve the run game. And I think with Jamin Davis, Khalil Hudson in his second year, William Jackson, and probably McCain will probably start at free safety. I think that'll be an upgrade, but they definitely have to tighten the run defense up because if they don't, it's just going to be
run on last year. They got run on by some teams that weren't necessarily running on everybody else either. Baltimore obviously, but it was a big time rush offense. And I actually thought in that game they gave up some big plays to Jackson and then got better in the second half. But rush
the Giants
defense
ran
is huge.
The Giants ran on them last year without Saquon Barkley. Gallman and Morris. So they definitely have to improve that run defense.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it as always. Let's go to Ian. Ian, go ahead.
Kevin, is the question, are they going to be a top 10 defense this year? I'm not clear what you're asking.
I'm just asking you what your expectations are defensively this year, and I want you to sum up what you thought it was last year.
I agree with your points on last year. I think it's good, not great. In terms of this year, I think they'll be similar. I think we overstate how great they are. I think I don't know how to say this, but like, there's a lot of hype because the front four or front five is so elite, and there's no debating that. But I think there's almost an overemphasis on just the front four. And I think when you had the guy from Pro Football Focus, he talked about why secondary is so important. And right. I don't know if the secondary is as elite as any other unit on that team. So, look, I think they'll be good, not great, but the projection of they'll be the number one defense or top five defense, I think it's a little much, even taking out the schedule. I think, like you said, this team loves to overpromise and underdeliver, and I think they will. There's a little bit of that here, like, oh, we got Chase Young, we got this guy, everybody's all going to be all pro first team, and I just don't think it works that way. But I think they'll be like 7-10. And by multiple metrics, yardage, DVOA, they'll be a better than average defense.
I think you can make the case that they were top 10 last year qualitatively. Obviously, the numbers said much differently. But I think that they were a good defense. A good defense isn't, you know, 15. That's an average defense, 15 or 16. I think they were close to top 10. I expect this defense to be improved and better than that. So I think it could approach qualitatively that at the end of the year we look at it and say that was one of the best five defenses in the league, even if the numbers don't necessarily reflect it because of the teams they're playing. Thanks, Ian. Will, finish it up for us. Go quickly.
Yes. I think, first of all, I think the offense is going to make the defense better, because usually the defense make the offense better. And I think that last year we didn't have that push up front, and we didn't get into the gaps, the linebackers. And I think we definitely need that speed. And I think hopefully this year that they learn from that, and it will be a better defense. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I think the having better offense this year will definitely help the defense. You know, there's no doubt. Remember the year that Dallas was pretty good defensively? It was because they dominated time of possession. They ran the football, and they won 12 games or whatever it was that year before, of course, losing in the playoffs like they usually do. All right, that's it for the show. Thanks to Sam Cosmi. Thanks to Chris Miles. Thanks to Brendan. Thanks to all of you who called in. Tomorrow, Diana Russini will be our guest at 8 a.m. and a couple of other things planned as well. Stay tuned. Travis is up next.
You register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on your favorite sports. Whether you're a fan of MLS or MLB, you can make every goal and home run so much more with the king of sportsbooks. Simply download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code Pete600 to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. You're just a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.